Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
The doctor is in on Monday morning, and this week it's the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Thomas Moran. Good morning, doctor. Let's talk first about Tylenol. We heard a lot about that over the weekend. What do we need to know?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I think with Tylenol, it's an over-the-counter medication. It is one that has been used for many, many years. I think there's research that needs to be done going forward to see if there's any effects at all with these claims of it might be linked to autism in children. But, I mean, Tylenol safety-wise, if you're just taking it intermittently when you need to help with a headache or with fever, it's very safe overall. I think people don't realize that just because a medication is over-the-counter doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't have side effects or safety kind of parameters associated with it. Some people take, you know, excessive amount of over-the-counter medications, and I think that's when we get into a little bit of trouble with people. Tylenol can affect the liver and lead to liver toxicity at times. But as long as you stay in the regular dosing range for it, there shouldn't be an issue going forward.
And Tylenol is for pain and fever, not inflammation, right?
Correct. Yeah, Tylenol really works to help reduce fevers and helps tremendously with, you know, aches and pains, headaches and stuff like that for individuals. But people reach a lot when you really think about it. Just because they have it in their medicine cabinet doesn't mean you need to take anything. Sometimes a little bit of hydration, waiting a little bit, time, most of those aches and pains and fevers usually resolve by themselves, and you don't need to take a medication. We have kind of, you know, in America, pushed ourselves to whatever hurts or aches or you have a little bit of a fever, you need to take a medication. And sometimes just give it a little bit of time and you don't necessarily need to have a medication for that. Mm. But if you do, Tylenol is generally safe as long as you stay in the dosing guidelines for the Tylenol for both pediatric and adults.
Good to know. As you know, COVID cases are up. This story caught our eye the other day. A common allergy nasal spray might prevent COVID. Does this sound like it's really effective?
Yeah, it was a smaller study that showed if adults were taking a nasal spray that contains azelastine three times a day regularly, they had a decreased risk of contracting COVID by about 67% and common cold virus, rhinovirus. Now, when you think about what are the reasons that we're taking nasal sprays, is we get nasal passageway inflammation. That inflammation causes, you know, breakdown in the mucous membrane. That membrane in our nasal passageway help us prevent from getting viruses and bacteria that can enter into our body. And this nasal spray looks like it tamps down a little bit of a protein that increases inflammation overall and kind of makes it difficult for the COVID virus to enter in and affect us.
And is this something available over-the-counter at every drugstore?
Yeah, it's another over-the-counter medication. It's relatively safe. Not really many side effects. Sometimes you get a little bit of congestion and stuff with it, and it's fairly inexpensive overall to use.
There is a heart attack risk test now that is getting some social media buzz. Is this an accurate test to predict if you're at risk for a heart attack?
Yeah, it's a coronary artery calcium risk score. It's really a quick, painless CT scan that looks to see if there's deposits of calcium in the arteries that supply your heart. And it is used in individuals that are between the ages of 40 and 75 that really haven't had prior heart attack or stroke. And it's really used to kind of risk stratify those individuals to see if they should be placed on a statin to kind of lower cholesterol overall. It's used by docs really to kind of help patients understand their risk. You know, when we say people have high cholesterol, there's nothing you really see. You get a blood test and you kind of see a number. You don't feel anything. And the calcium CT test gives us a visualization to actually show the deposits on your arteries. Kind of gives an incentive a little bit for people that go on a statin and stay on it, because a lot of people don't want to take another medication at times, and some want to come off of it because of the muscle cramps and kind of aches that come along with taking a statin. So just it kind of it's a persuasive testing tool that gives patients an indication of really that they have something going on and they should be treated for it.
Continuing with the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Central DuPage Hospital, Dr. Thomas Moran, there's a new study that is telling us deaths from blood pressure-driven kidney disease have increased dramatically. Do we know why, Doc?
You know, blood pressure deaths in the last 25 years have increased 50% with relation to the effects on the kidneys. Hypertension is really the major culprit here. Hypertension is a silent disease. You really don't know you have it. And it doesn't just affect our heart and our brain. It affects our kidneys. And when we don't know we have high blood pressure because we don't get it checked, and we don't, when we do get it checked and we know we have it, but we don't stay on our blood pressure medications to keep it under control, we have more effects on our heart, our brain, and our kidneys. And there's a really simple message to understand about, you know, what can you do? And that message is get your blood pressure checked regularly. If it's elevated, get it treated, talk to your doctor, and stay on the medication. It is the best preventative thing you could do overall to keep your kidneys, your brain, and your heart healthy.
Simple message, check your blood pressure, treat it early, and don't ignore it. If you're on Ozempic, head to the gym, and I guess they're saying lift some weights, huh?
Yeah. Well, the Ozempic, the GLP-1s overall, we have millions, like over 15 million people on this medication. It works really well for both diabetes and weight loss. But with weight loss, you don't only lose fat, but you also lose lean muscle mass. And if you have a typical weight loss of someone that might be on it at 50 pounds, they could lose about 15 to 60% of that waste could be muscle. So anywhere between 7.5 and 30 pounds of that weight loss could be muscle that you lost. So really to combat this, you need to increase your activity, and that activity has to have some weight resistance strength training going along with it, and you have to increase your protein intake. These medications, you know, they kind of slow your transit time of your food through your system. Food sits a little bit longer, makes you stay feeling full. So if you're going to work out and be on these medications, you want to work, you want to eat several hours before you go and work out, so you don't have a feeling of fullness in your stomach the whole time while you're working out. But you have to incorporate some weights. And overall, weight training as we get older, you know, muscle strength, bone strength, balance, and everything comes from it. It helps overall for anybody, even those individuals who aren't on GLP-1s.
If you are still smoking and you're concerned about lung cancer, you should be. Sometimes there's no symptoms, but if you catch it early, there is hope. And there's some good news about lung cancer screening now, isn't there?
Yeah. Smokers, if you smoked within the last 15 years, you currently smoke now, we have a very simple test, very similar to getting your coronary artery calcium screening, the CT scan that looks at your lungs as opposed to your arteries of your heart. You know, we really look at individuals between the ages of 50 and 80 years old that have been smoking for a period of time. We look at a 20-pack year. So that means one pack a day of cigarettes for 20 years or two packs a day for 10 years. And why are we doing this? Because lung cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer deaths in America. And with screening, we pick up early lesions that can be treated and can save you. And if you look at over the last 10 years overall, screening has saved about 80,000 years of life of individual. And during the last decade, if we really screened everyone that was smoking, probably could have saved over a million year lives.
Wow.
Overall. It's painless. It detects cancer early. It really gives you the treatment that you need that you could save your life from the effects of lung cancer.
Covered by Medicare and most insurance plans, too. And finally, according to this emerging research, should we skip the fiber for breakfast?
Well, I think the way you have to look at this is we have a tendency to always believe that there's a pill or something that's going to kind of solve our problems. So I can eat chips and drink cola and do everything all day long. But as long as I have a soda with fiber in it or a snack bar that has fiber in it, I'm doing good because I'm getting my fiber. Really what we have to look at is you need to go and eat the natural foods that are containing fiber. Those natural foods have a mixture of types of fibers. The fiber that's added to these foods, and one, they're foods we shouldn't be eating, you know, drinks and snacks and stuff like that. But the fiber that's added to these foods is one type of fiber. And when you think about it, why are we taking fiber? Fiber is there to help our microbiome in our gut. It feeds those organisms that kind of help us along and keep us healthy. And when you start feeding it the same type all the time, you get an overgrowth of one bacteria and you don't get that balance that you need. So if you really want to have your fiber, eat natural foods, vegetables, fruits, those that are rich in fiber, beans overall. It's not going to be the cure to have your cola with fiber added to it and you're doing a good job type of thing.
All right. Hold the all brand. It's Dr. Thomas Moran, Northwestern Medicine. Thank you. Have a good one.
You also, Bob. Take care.